Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
F-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's friends.
Just friends.
Well, Lottie's friends today. This is where we look back on all the stuff listeners were in touch with during the week. And this week, author Emma Murray is going to be my friend. Emma, how's life?
Hi, Lottie. How are you? Yeah, grand, thanks. How's it going?
It's going very well, Emma. I'm going to start off talking about something that Jen was on about at the beginning of the week. It was the worst things about being a parent. And she was talking about whether it's okay to admit that being a parent is quite often zero crack. And a shocking amount of listeners got in touch to say they felt the same way.
Yeah, well, I suppose I've written three books on the subject. So that pretty much sums up how crackless a parenting is and how hard it is and the judgment factor and all that kind of stuff. So their early plug for the books there, Lottie.
Yeah, I got that.
But overall, I think it just depends on the stage you're at as well. Like, so obviously if they're really young and babies and you're like properly sleep deprived and that's horrendous, then you're mortified every time you go out with them in public when they're toddlers because they just throw a big strop over absolutely nothing and it makes no sense. And now we're kind of at the stage where the kids are 11 and 9 and they're at a lovely age from the fact that they can do stuff for themselves. And, you know, like they're really kind of becoming little people. But I have to say, like, whereas I would have been delighted not to take them on like a weekend away, I actually think it's easier now to just take them with us because I never thought I'd say that because they are at that in-between stage where they just want to do stuff all the time. So their weekends are just lined with friends and, you know, activities. So
are you a taxi driver?
Yeah, I'm a chauffeur. And they're going to like, they want to try everything. And I was like, comeback screens, all is forgiven. Like there's just no, it's mental. And they can't get themselves to the places, but you know what I mean? So like, they haven't got that, like in a couple of years, I'll be able to put my child on a bus and just say, right, see you later. But at this point, I can't do that. So when we went away last weekend, my husband's 50th, right? And we went to Spain just for a couple of days. I can't tell you the level of preparation that went into that holiday. It was absolutely appalling because the grandparents, great, but you know, they're, you know, the way they get a bit older and they're not going to be like, bring them to the zoo, do you know?
Sure.
So I kind of had to just fill those couple of days with stuff, calling favors from other mums, you know, will you take them here, will you take them there? The family was dragged in, like, you know, cousins and all sorts. And we kind of did it, but it was like, I was micromanaging the whole thing. Like,
was it worth it?
No, of course it wasn't worth it. But it was great to get away. But when I came home, because, you know, the grandparents, great though they are a little bit hands off at this point. And they've just been living like students for a couple of days. Like their bedrooms were like covered with loads of rubbish and clothes on the floor and they'd been eating. And I was like, what on earth has been going on here? I mean, I might as well have just left them by themselves, you know?
I mean, I'm not going to lie, Emma, you're scaring me just a tad because I'm kind of in a little bubble of bliss at the moment. I have an 11-month-old.
Ah, so you're flying. So,
and he's my first, so he kind of just sits there still. He can't really, he's not getting around, he's not doing anything, so you just put him there and he's happy out and he smiles and I kind of, my heart skips a beat and all that stuff. So
brilliant.
When Jen started talking about this subject, I started feeling I was getting a little bit of a panic attack. So I said, so when does this start happening? When do you start hating this? And she was like, the minute they start moving.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, I think. The minute they start arguing with you or having meltdowns on the supermarket, I think that's when you kind of think, all right, you know, enough is enough. But honestly, that 11-month-old stage is fabulous and, you know, and enjoy it.
Long may it last, apparently.
Indeed. But the stage, I mean, I am enjoying it to the degree that they don't hate me yet. Do you know what I mean? Like, so, like, we're now going on 10 and 12. Got two birthdays. They're 2 days apart and their birthdays are in the next couple of days. I can't even talk about it. But the good news is that we have joint parties every year, so it's, you know, it could be worse. But like the, I think when they enter, like when puberty really kicks in, I'll just be like public enemy number one. So that's the kind of part I'm sort of dreading.
So in the past 3 minutes, I've gone from being fine to, I'm actually not joking, I have two very large sweat patches under my arms. They've actually come through my t-shirt. Anyway, let's move on before I have a complete conniption. Finding random stuff. On Tuesday, Jen got calls from people the weird things that they found when they were out and about. And I mean, one person rang up and said she found a penis pump. Somebody else found a dagger. All kinds of mad things. What would you say is the oddest thing that you've ever found?
Well, the one thing that springs to mind is, and that would have been years ago, and I actually had to think about this if it was a dream or not, but it turned out not to be because it's so weird and out of nowhere. But when I was doing my J1 in San Francisco, we're all packed in a car and like something, like we heard this awful like heavy thump on the roof. We're like, oh my God, what's that? So we got out. And we had been like driving kind of in a wooded area and we found a stack of porn on the car roof.
What?
Tied up in a string. I know you couldn't make it up.
Tied up in a string? What year was it?
I mean, they'd obviously been stashing it like in one of the trees.
Now,
fairly old school in fairness, you know. So, and it was all frayed and grubby at the edges. And it was like, obviously, well used, right? So the boys, because we shared a studio flat, like 8 of us, you know the drill, two of us in a wardrobe, that kind of thing. And so they all elected that we had to keep them. And those disgusting porn magazines provided great hilarity and God knows what else.
How much porn are we talking?
I mean, there was only about like, I mean, God, how magazines? I think there was at least 10, 12 magazines. Like, it was a big pile. Like, I'd say somebody out there would have been gutted. Like,
that's what I was just thinking. Somebody's dream stash that they've been building.
Exactly. The secret tree. And it was gone. And I mean, honestly, listen, I mean, it was appalling, but it was, you know, quite good fun at the same time. From a comedy perspective.
Emma, tell me, you live in London, but no doubt, I'm sure you've heard all about the International Potato Conference because it is, it's dominating the news over here. And one of the lines that came out of it was, we were speaking about it yesterday, that young people don't cook these days. They can't cook like basic meals. I am one of those people. Do your kids have an interest in food, in cooking?
Yeah, you know, they do actually. Sorry, it sounds smug. But that's one thing they actually do have an interest in. And, you know, my eldest would be interested, it's an actual cooking, you know, meals, whereas the younger one's more into the baking. But what I found is, and this will give you a bit of hope, like what I'm like when you reach that milestone where you can actually just leave them with a recipe and say, all right, I'll see you later, call me if you need me. That's like a moment in time where you're like, oh my God, I actually am not needed for the next 2 hours, you know. And if the pair of them work well as a team and they're not killing each other, then they can actually do, you know, they can last hours like decorating cupcakes or gingerbread men and all that kind of stuff. And because the birthdays are coming up, like I'm like, well, just make your own cake, you know, because let's face it.
Hang on now. I'm curious about this. Did you set them up in the kitchen and go, okay, guys, this is what we're going to learn today? Or did they come to you saying, I want to learn to cook?
So I would have been doing stuff like in the early days, I would have been like killing time on a Sunday when they were little going, right, let's make some buns, you know, and then I'd give them a load of decorations and they'd be there for ages. You know what I mean? I'd rather do that than arts and crafts, which I am appalling at and I have no interest in. Do you know what I mean? So that was kind of like my contribution to their activities. And now that they're older, they kind of have just an interest anyway. So they'll find a recipe online. They'll come to me and go, right, can we do this? And I'm like, well, it depends if we have all the ingredients, because if we don't, it's not going to happen because mummy's not going to the shop.
So you're the one who sparked it. You gave them that.
Yeah. I suppose like they kind of took it on because we kind of had done kind of that, you know, that stuff when they were little. So they've kind of like just gone on with it. And then my eldest asked me if she could use the electric whisk. And I was thinking, oh my God, like, I don't know if she's ready for that, you know. And then I was thinking of the kitchen ceiling, because let's face it, you know, I'm going to be scraping that off for the rest of the day.
See, my problem is, because I can't cook, I'm afraid that my contribution to my son's life will be, I'll, you know, say, set up a camera and say, perform a dance routine for me. And I don't know how far in life that's going to get him. So well, let's move on.
You know, you've done worse. But anyway, but like any, no offense, but any Egypt can put a few buns together. Okay. So like gingerbread men are great. It doesn't involve any, like, that's just like using your hands. Anything that he can do to use his hands, he'll just be delighted with. And you'll be delighted with it, because it takes them hours. So, you know, even learning something super basic like that will buy you some time, you know.
And so, time is precious, as we all know, when you're a mother.
Very, very precious.
One of the things that we got loads of texts in about was the signs of poshness. And I mean, this could be a grand sweeping statement, but I'm just going to assume, because you're living in London, you're surrounded by them.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on the area. And, you know, I mean, we're the opposite really here, because, like, you know, when you're Irish living in London, you're pretty much like scraping the bottom rung of the social ladder, you know. So so there's a bit there's quite a divide. Oh yeah, no, you wouldn't be like, you know, the whole private school thing is a massive deal here, like your network, you know, who you've grown up with, how much money you have, like.
Yuck.
But I don't live in that kind of area, which is great. So I don't really have, wouldn't hang around with people who are that sort of, you know, of that ilk, shall we say. But I think I do know people who have like more money, but they're sound, like they're not idiots with it, you know. So like maybe one would have a wine cellar, but sure, if we had that, it would just be empty all the time, you know.
That's so
I don't really get people like that. And then I know somebody else, like, it was a pool, and so that's just great.
Very posh.
You can never fall out with somebody who's got a pool, right?
No.
I tend have my English friends, but I also have like a lot of expat friends as well, you know. So like, you know, you can kind of find the people that are kind of just on a similar, you know, status to yourself.
So you're not sitting down with your pinky out when you're having a cup of tea?
A, absolutely not. And B, I don't drink tea. So I'm off the hook for that one.
Listen, Emma, thank you so much for being my mate today. Jen's off dancing around a handbag in a field, which is a whole other story. Before I let you go, what lovely books have you got to recommend to our listeners, and where can they buy them?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the trilogy is out. The first one's Time Out. The second one is The Juggle. The third one is Winging It. And they should be in most decent bookshops. If they're not on the shelves, do go up to the counter and they'll order them in for you. And I think they're in a few supermarkets as well. And obviously you can get them online. And enjoy. And hopefully it doesn't scare the bejesus out of everybody.
Good woman. Enjoy the Platinum Jubilee weekend over there. I'm sure it's all
mad.
Yeah, up to 90. We'll be right back after this. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.